morning. Today is Thursday, December the 21st. Joining us this morning is Fred Van Vleck. Pardon me.
Get that right.
Fred Van Vleck.
Dramatic pause. Like it. Yes, absolutely.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
And you brought along a cadre.
I did.
I bet you guys didn't think you were a cadre, huh?
Oh, yeah. Being a cadre.
Yeah.
I think they've probably been called worse things at times. I don't know.
Well, if they're your cadre, maybe not. So, introductions around, buddy.
Absolutely. I'm happy to have here our music teacher at Eureka High School, Mr. Charles Young.
Good morning.
Joining us, and he's got a couple students with him that I'll let him introduce.
Yes, this morning I have with me my concert mistress for my orchestra. This is Miss Grace Bugnacki.
Good morning.
And next to her is Darcy Jones, and she sings with me in my limited edition.
Now, is that... Oh, boy. First thing, when you said mistress, I'm thinking, man.
Oh, come on now. I've got my high school.
Everyone does it.
I'm just thinking, you know.
I suggest we stick with cadre. Yeah.
There you go. And the unlimited, you're one of the singers? Is that?
Yes. I'm also the president of limited edition. I pretty much schedule things and make sure everyone's in order.
Oh, so you're the one that sets the fees.
Yes.
You know, I hate to tell you, but when I went through Eureka High, I predated that.
Oh.
It was the jazz ensemble, and that was the one that was rocking at that point. They were going to the jazz festival in Reno and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Don Menke.
Absolutely. We're gonna talk a little bit about Mr. Menke this morning a little bit, I hope.
Okay. Our quote this morning comes from Voltaire. The chance to do evil is found 100 times a day, and that of doing good once a year. Kind of an interesting ratio there as we're in the holidays. Christmas season.
Yes.
All right, Fred, let's get the news stuff out of the way.
Not a lot happening in Eureka City Schools right now, especially today.
I noticed the parking lots were a little void of activity this morning.
Yeah, it was nice driving by Lafayette without any parents dropping off students this morning, wasn't it?
It always is nice to drive by Lafayette without parents dropping kids off. But the traffic flow is better. They're not running across park. So that's
nice. Nice to hear.
At least at 7 in the morning when I'm coming through. So
Yes.
That's a little bit different. But you guys are in the news today with part of the situation that's going on. You want to bring everybody up to speed because in some of the preliminary we were talking about, I was way off base. So deal with that rumor without me having to sound so ignorant.
Yep. So we are actually closed down completely, employees and everybody, for today and tomorrow because of a norovirus outbreak on our campuses. We've been closely working with the health department and monitoring our attendance, and we actually had a slip in attendance from Tuesday to Wednesday. We actually doubled our absentee rate from normally we run about 95% students in school. We were down around 90% on Tuesday, and then yesterday we slipped down to 80%. And contrary to some of the high school students' beliefs, there was this little social media thing going around where, hey, don't show up to school so we can get school canceled on Thursday and Friday. I don't know if you guys are part of that or heard about it.
I don't know.
You don't have to comment. But that wasn't actually part of it. We actually had the documented cases of the norovirus. And this isn't where it started, but where it contributed to our absentee rates is from South Bay. And of course, we're not blaming them. But what happens is there are some folks that got sick there, and then their siblings go to our schools. And that's just how it spreads. It just goes out that way. And unfortunately, it hit us pretty hard. And we worked with the health department and figured out the best option right now to keep students safe was shut it down.
See everybody in a moment.
Listen to 980 AM for the best music, ABBA, Neil Diamond, Barbra Streisand, Billy Joel, and The Fifth Dimension. The all-time best are heard every day, all day long on 980 AM. We are easy radio, easy on your ears and easy on your mind. This is Memory Making Music, and you'll love the memories you create. Tune in and hear the best music, Easy Radio, 980 AM.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Times, 824. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Fred Van Fleck and friends. You guys have been elevated now. You're not a cadre. You're friends.
Moving up in the world.
Yeah. Yeah. By the end, you're going to be family.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. You just, yeah.
Sweet.
I heard fear over on one end of the room. Oh, shoot. Fred, a couple of other quick things. You got the remodeling projects that are or are not completed. What's the status of those? Because I know Lafayette is on a different track than what Alice Burney was.
Right, and actually Lafayette and Alice Burney are both relatively complete. There's a few little minor things that we'll have to take care of this spring with some tying up loose ends of those projects. The big project that we have going on right now, of course, is the music building at Eureka High School. That one's in the middle of it.
Yeah, that looked like it got detonated from the inside out when we walked the dogs by.
I was in it. It's a great facility. There are these pillars, the uprights, are 3 inches of redwood inside of the walls, and they're, oh my gosh, it's beautiful.
That would beautiful be a facility. Duh.
Right. They're wonderful.
Yeah. So are you going to keep them exposed, or are you,
no?
Is it going back under drywall?
Like, yep.
Yeah.
They should, so they can sway with the earthquakes and stuff. Mm-hmm,
exactly.
Yep. Yeah, yeah. No, you get into the old stuff, you see the clear or the heart.
Yep.
It's
unbelievable the wood that some of these buildings around here are built with.
Well, yes. And real 2x4.
Right.
You know, not inch and 5/8 and 3 3/8 kind of stuff.
So the other project that the board just approved at the last meeting was the design of the new gym as well. And so we're very excited that we're going to start progress on the new gym. We are targeting that gym to be completed by the fall of 19. So sophomores at Eureka High School will be the first class that gets to use that gym. So it's looking good for getting that going. And we're excited about the project. It's going to be about 35,000 square feet is what it'll end up being. And the space there, meaning the court space and weight room, etc., will be just as much, including the actual existing pool area in the current gymnasium. So we're excited about that and excited to get going and have that new facility. And that's really the flagship of the bond program that we're doing right now.
So what's it going to look like during the construction? Obviously, you're going to lose a chunk of parking, so people will be out on J Street and the adjacent neighborhoods for basketball and football. Are you going to keep, I would presume, you got to keep the gym that is intact through that construction window, right?
So that's one of the real advantages of building a new gym is that you do get to use the current facility all the way through the construction period. So the impact on the daily education as far as PE and the sports program is fairly minimal. The impact will be there slightly with parking. However, we don't use that parking lot during the day, so the impact won't be on that. However, we do use it for some outdoor PE activities, so that will be some impact. But when you have large events such as basketball games, it will push a little more parking out on the street and into the Marshall family, or excuse me, into the Marshall Elementary School parking lot. So.
It still is an elementary school. I'm glad to hear that.
Well, it's
yeah,
it's
gotcha.
Yeah.
Next thing you're going to say junior high, I'm going to feel like I'm in total control.
Touche.
Learn, girls. You have the opportunity to nail him anytime he does that kind of stuff. The music building itself, I know that's got to be something that's cool. Charles, you kind of have the opportunity to be there and go through this.
Mm-hmm.
Is it being customized or is it just being renovated?
There's I would say a bit of both. There's some exciting things that are happening in the room. The room is going to be a little bit more recording level ready.
Sound studio-esque?
Yeah. We're hoping to put in some digital recording equipment in there and shotgun mics to record folks while they're in there. And then we'll even have some small space recordings so I can send folks to Solo and Small Ensemble Festival.
Now, doesn't the public access facility that's on campus have a lot of that could be used for that purpose already?
It could be, but the exciting thing is that I'll be able to be able to educate my students along the way about how to use the equipment, and we won't be dependent on Access Humboldt to do the work. So our students will become more and more adept at using the recording equipment.
Go ahead, Fred. You grabbed the mic for a reason.
Oh, I just protecting something here. I'm just ready. You know, this microphone. I'm not used to having to grab the mic. You know,
don't worry about
that's
it.
New for me.
Yeah.
So one of the things I would add on, though, that it's great that we're able to use some of these local funds and using to leverage state matching funds to build some of these programs, not just in the academic areas like we're doing the science buildings at Eureka High School, but also getting into some of the elective areas such as the music program, because music has such a rich history here in Humboldt County. And then also moving forward, it's just amazing the support that's out there for the arts, in both visual and performing as well. And then we're also working on a CTE building, working on a new welding shop and agriculture complex. And it's just exciting that we're able to put this money to work to do some non-traditional classroom type projects to support our youth.
Does that mean the ag building is going to be habitable and safe?
Yes, that's correct. The new ag building will be habitable and safe.
Both are critical, I understand.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely.
Is that going to be on the same footprint, or will it be a knockdown build up, or is that going to be a transition also?
What we're looking at right now is actually building it up on top of the hill up by where the existing auto shop is, right behind the main building there.
So there'll be part of the campus?
That's right. You won't have to walk down the hill at Del Norte anymore.
That was part of the fun.
That was part of our PE program.
Yeah. Fair enough. KINS. News and information time, it's 8:30. We shall be back.
What could we do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:36. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Fred Van Fleck and the music department. You guys are part of the music department. See, every segment you're getting elevated here.
Oh, yes.
Ooh.
Pretty soon you're going to be talking to.
Oh, great.
Talk Shop presented by CDH Painting, by Redick, and by Lolita Cheese Company. Charles, as the music guy.
Yeah.
And I suppose you're the music guy for the district, even though that may not be your official title. I mean, when you're at the top of the pyramid, it kind of all goes there.
Wow, I am getting elevated a lot.
Yeah. How tough is it to coordinate everything? I know, using the athletic reference and model, you got the junior high coaches that are doing things differently because they know how to do things, and then you've got the youth sports, and they're doing things differently because they know better. But yet, when it comes to the one spot, as you start winnowing out and working up, perhaps some of those fundamentals really haven't been taught and you're having to go back to the basics.
Oh, uh-huh.
Does your system, do you kind of have one string and everybody's pulling in the same direction, or are you having to work with the kids when they come out of the junior highs a little bit differently, or if they're coming in from music teachers that are independent, are you having to work with them a little differently to get everybody kind of on the same page?
Well, we get a lot of different type of student, whether or not they're transferring from a different school district or they're coming to me from Winship or Zane. The music program at the middle school is always building. We have Mr. Bruce McKay, who's been doing unreasonably good work for a generation of student, and we reap the benefits of that. The elementary program is working their way to bring those students to Mr. McKay, and we actively work with other school districts to invite them to be a part of our program. So this coming January, we'll have Cutton Elementary School. They'll visit with us, and they'll hold their concert at our high school. And it's a little bit of recruitment, and or not recruitment, how do you say?
Nice invitation. What's wrong with recruitment?
to bring it's them life. To our district. So,
yeah. Right. You know, that makes sense. Is the new music building that's being constructed going to incorporate some of that opportunity so that your capacity is a little bit larger, or some of the sound rooms that you were allowing mm-hmm. Were going to be part of it are unique to the area?
Oh, goodness. I think there are so many unique things at Eureka High School, the auditorium being first and foremost. There isn't another auditorium that you could that has the quality or the amount of seating. Yeah. Yes, the acoustics. You can't find it between Oregon, Santa Rosa being the next biggest school that has a that has any kind of an auditorium at all. We're very fortunate to be where we're at. The rehearsal hall, if we get an opportunity to rename it to the Don Mankey Rehearsal Hall, it won't. The footprint of that really doesn't change. We can seat about 100 players in there at the same time, crammed in there, but we can get them in there.
Hey, Theater of the Round works. How for you? Does the Arkley Center compare to the high school auditorium? Are they different critters entirely?
Yes. The Arkley Center seats about 600 more bodies in the room at the same time. The stage, the width of the stage is actually smaller and not probably a little bit deeper, but you might be able to put more people on there, but they won't be seen as well as they're seen on our auditorium stage.
Now, the most critical thing, of course, is the orchestra pit.
You know what?
I'm not getting any kind of rise from the other side of the room here.
Well, at Eureka High, we've talked about opening up the orchestra pit for some of our concerts. And that was a discussion that we talked about a lot last year. And I think in the coming year, we're going to try and open that up more. Mm-hmm. But as of right now, we're playing on top of the stage and on top of the orchestra pit. So we're not currently utilizing that. But hopefully by the spring, we'll be able to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in the old-timer days, with some of the drama in the theater, you know, that was part of it. Yeah. Whether it was the community using it or whether it was just the school using it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Does the pit just not get used that much anymore, or is there just not the call for it at this point?
It's really the manpower to take the cover off of the pit. It probably takes about 4 hours for us to remove all the pieces, parts to do it. And it's a labor to pull it off.
They call it the pits.
Oh, no.
Maybe there's a good reason he's across the street instead of in the building. So, Grace, when you hear what Mr. Young is saying, are you excited? Is this something that is getting you fired up or more committed, recommitted?
Yeah, it's getting me really excited. I feel really like committed to the music program already. I've been part of it for the past 4 years that I've lived in Eureka. It makes me more excited to see what's going to happen after I leave Eureka High. So like I'm a junior right now, and I'm excited to see how this affects, like the changes we're making now will affect the coming graduating classes that come out of Eureka High, and maybe to help inspire them to pursue music as a career after high school and to be a little bit more dedicated. So for me, it's more about watching how this helps other people love music more. So,
is that one of the side benefits, Charles? The passion for music,
yeah,
rather than necessarily winning awards and that kind of stuff.
Music teaches the whole kid. In order to do what Grace and what Darcy does, they've got to use both sides of their brain. At one moment, they have to be thinking about how a quarter note fits with inside of a measure. And then at the same moment, they've got to decide with their other side of their brain how to make it sound like art, so it isn't just a pitch in the air.
So you're saying that they're overqualified for being in radio, using both sides of their brain.
Yes.
But there's a reference to Rush there. Everybody will get a giggle out of it.
Oh,
KINS,
no.
News and Information Time, it's 8:42.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka. Good morning, KINS News and Information Times, 8:46. We're back to Talk Shop with Fred Van Flack and Charles Young from Eureka High School, etc. A couple of students that Charles has brought in. Now, we've not talked about limited edition.
Okay.
Now, a lot of the folks probably have heard Christmassy, Valentine-y mm-hmm. times, you know, see mm-hmm, some of the, mm-hmm. the folks come out. What is the goal for both of you with limited edition, either from a performer's perspective or from the... I'll say the coordinator's perspective.
Yeah.
I don't know if you can teach singing or...
I know
you can, but there's still an innate talent that you got to start with.
Yeah, that's the tough part. Woo, the talent.
Yeah. You got a pig's ear over on right. this side, and it's not going to happen.
Well, let me go ahead and ask... can I let Darcy answer that first?
So Limited Edition is an audition-only jazz choir, if anyone out there didn't know. We raise money... so that in the springtime we can travel to a jazz competition and compete there. This year we're going to Fullerton, which is down south, and we're going to compete down there around April 20th. So during spring break usually. We do things like caroling at Christmas parties and Valentine's, singing to loved ones and stuff. So...
it would be kind of cool to do a Black Rose campaign, too.
A Black Rose campaign? I don't know that one.
Those that you don't like.
Oh.
Now it's in there, isn't it? It's planted in that mind.
I would enjoy seeing some of
those. I have to tell you, it's already been there.
We're going to have a rush on the superintendent's office. Yeah. Yeah.
What is the most intimidating thing about being part of this?
Being part of it? Well, a lot of people don't want to audition or don't want to try out because they're like, oh, it's really hard to get in. I'm not a good singer. And a lot of people are like, oh, I'll never make it. And once you get in, it's more like, it's less like a choir and more like you become a family with a lot of the people you're with. And some people are shy and they're worried that they won't be able to connect with anyone. They're just going to be all by themselves. But really, we have so many events we spend together that we just like, you know, we get... everyone together. Mr. Young always says at the beginning of the caroling seasons that our uniforms will know our caroling songs better than we will by the end of this. And it's hilarious because it's true.
I see. So you got a lot of favorites to get sung each year.
During the caroling season, yeah, we'll do about 20 of them during the course of the season. Our favorite this year right now is something called "The World for Christmas," and it was written by a jazz composer and singer Anders Enderoth, a member of the Real Group, and it's a beautiful piece of music.
Is there a public performance that the kids will do?
Yeah, would you answer that, Darcy?
We have a public performance. We have a concert. It was supposed to be today, but it got rescheduled because our school is closed. So we are going to have our performance on January 12th.
Cool. Maybe Fred will
7 o'clock.
Talk to us about it or send somebody in to do an ad change on that. Thanks for coming by, everybody. Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Thank you
very much.